We hope this day finds you blessed and full of the Spirit of God. We pray that you be in health and prosper such as your soul prospers according to the promises of God's Word. This is the Sunday right prior to Labor Day, and tomorrow we celebrate Labor Day, and we hope you have a good Labor Day and just get some rest. And what they say, what you do on like days like Labor Day is usually what you do the rest of the year. It's kind of like New Year's Day, and a lot of us will labor on that day, but it's supposed to be a day we set aside labor and rest. And so I hope you have a great Labor Day. And we're going to be bringing the message to you just in a few minutes. All those listening on WHHV and WGFC and on the broadband internet, which goes into every country in the world, WNLB. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your prayers, your support, and your kind words that many of you email us and write us. And so many times when we see you make comments about our broadcast, and we appreciate that. One of the most made comments is, people say, Brother Goad, you've never changed your message. Well, there's nothing to change it. The Bible said, the Lord thou God, you know, he changeth not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. His word's been forevermore settled in heaven. So there's no reason for it to change, and there's no reason for the message to change. Sin is still sin, and those that do not have Jesus Christ, have not born again by the Spirit of God, will spend their eternity in a place called hell. You can't whitewash it, you can't sugarcoat it. That's the truth, that's the gospel. And not everybody that said, Lord, Lord, is going to enter in, but he that do the will of my Father which in heaven. And the Bible says, the will of the Father is to be full of all the fullness of God. So we pray today that you're ready to meet him. Join with me in prayer before we go to the word. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to preach your word today. We thank you for all those who are listening in, all that will receive this message and love today, that it may strengthen them, it may give them power to overcome Satan and give them that special anointing, Lord, to climb up from where they've been to a higher plane, a higher ground, and they can have the victory. And that is our prayer today, as you anoint your word in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. In the Word of God, in Romans, in the 13th chapter, here in verse 1, says these words, let every soul be subject unto the higher power, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. And then verse 2, it says, whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Now this is pretty powerful words here. First of all, we must be in an understanding, and we must understand that God said that, you know, he is the higher power. And all powers that be are subject to that power. And the devil only has what he has because God still allows him to have it. There's coming an hour, according to the word of God, when old Satan is going to be cast out into the heavens, from the heavens, amen? He's done been cast out of the domain of God's eternal kingdom. He's done been cast out of that, and he lives in the heavens. He's the prince of the air, and he lives there today trying to destroy and tear down, and with that third of the angelical host that fell with him, and that's his demons that operate under his power. And all this happens because God still allows him to do it. But there's coming a day when he's going to be cast out into the earth. And that's when we're going to see tribulation. We're going to see the things that come upon this face of the earth. Amen. Things that have never been or never will be in the comparison of these things. Amen. And this is the tribulation that's soon to take place. We're even now in the beginning of sorrows, and this thing is right at the door. So we must understand and we must know that we must be ready to meet the Lord. Amen. Because those that are not ready are going to be left behind. Those that are not ready is going to die the second death. Amen. And the second death, amen, is that death which is eternal condemnation in a place called hell, where the worm never dries and where there will never be any relief from the torment and all the things that goes on in that torment of hell, which will never change and be for eternity. In whichever state you leave here is where you're going to spend eternity. My friend, if you leave here lost, you're going to spend it with the devil in a place called hell. You're going to spend it with the wicked. Now, people say, well, hell's going to be a big party. They're going to be drugs and dope and all the illicit sex and all the cigarettes and all the tobacco and drugs you want. That's a lie, because that's not going to be there at all. Yes, they will be all those that are partakers of those kind of sins that do not find Jesus Christ and do not accept him and does not become born again by the Spirit of God. Yes, they're going to be there. But hell won't be a party. Amen. Hell will not be a big party like people think it's going to be. Amen. The devil is a master of delusions, amen, that he's made the human mind to think, well, if you serve the devil, you're going to get all these things. But I'm going to tell you, the devil, amen, when he winds up in that pit, he's going to be bound and he's going to be in hell just like you'll be if you don't have Jesus Christ. And I know a lot of people say, well, we don't need any more hell, fire, and damnation messages, but I believe we do, amen, because I see people sinning every day. I see people mocking God. I see people going to and fro and not even giving no consideration to God and the things of God. And my friend, today you need to be born again by the Spirit of God and have that change take place in your life. Amen. Have you want to change? Amen. See, I don't want drugs. I don't want cigarettes. I don't want tobacco. I don't want sin. I don't want the things of the world. Amen. Because that was of the old Adam nature. Amen. And I've been born again by the Spirit of God. And now I have God's Spirit within me. And my spirit that is within me longs and hungers and thirsts after the righteousness of God and after the anointing and after the things that God has for me. Amen. And for that reason, amen, I want to serve him. For that reason, I want to love him. For that reason, I turned my back on sin and I walked away from sin, amen. And I asked him to cleanse me and wash me. May, amen, the 14th, 1959 in Christiansburg, Virginia, in an old farmhouse right outside of Christiansburg, Virginia, I invited Jesus Christ into my heart. And he saved me and washed he washed me with his blood, and he cleansed me and made me a new creature. Amen. And ever since that day, I've not wanted sin. Amen. Somebody said, well, how do you overcome tobacco? Well, just give it up and quit it. Amen. Love the Lord the more. Amen. He'll give you the power to overcome tobacco. He'll give you the power to overcome cigarettes. He'll give you the power to overcome sin. And these are minor sins compared to some of the things that people are doing, but they're still sin. Amen. They're still things that are wrong, and we must get them purged by the blood of Jesus. All have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. Amen. That means every one of us. That means me, you, and every person listening today. You have fell short of the glory of God. You have sinned, amen, according to the word of God. And for that reason, you need a Savior. You need a Redeemer. You need someone that will come into your life and cleanse you, wash you, amen, and get rid of your sins, amen. Oh, what an experience that is, amen, to be changed, amen. I remember the day I was changed, amen. I was under bondage, amen. I'd go to church and try to listen to the message, and I couldn't, my ears would ring, and I couldn't understand, amen. But thank God he loved me enough to send a pastor to my house, amen, on that Thursday afternoon, amen. And I said, Mom's not, she's sick and Dad's at work. And he said, I'll pray for you, Mom. But I didn't come to see your mom or Dad. He said, I come to see you. The Lord is dealing with me that you need to be saved. And the Bible says this is the day, amen, there's a day appointed, amen. And that was my appointed day, amen. That was the day that the Holy Ghost, amen, was convicting me. The Spirit of God was willing and dealing with my heart. And he was, amen, doing a work inside of me, amen. And then I accepted him and I said, come into my heart. Save me, set me free from my sins, wash me, cleanse me, make me whiter than snow. And that day he done that work in my life, amen. And ever since that day, amen, I've desired the things of God. I've tried to get more of His Word. I've tried to get more understanding about God and His Word. I've had a hunger and a desire in me for His Word. Amen. And He'll do the same for you. For the Bible said He's no respecter of persons. What He's done for one, He will do for another. Amen. And He will do the same thing of you. He will take away that old Adam nature, and He will give you, amen, a heart, amen, that's tender and soft that God can deal with. He'll take away the old heart of flesh, that old stony hard heart. He'll take it away from you. He'll get it out of you, amen, and He'll give you a heart that He can deal with, amen, one that wants to serve God, wants to live right, amen. See, the old man, the old Adam man, he didn't want to live right, amen. He didn't want to do right. He would desire the things of the world and the things of sin and the things of lust. And these was the thing that the old Adam nature, amen, wanted. But the new God man, amen, wants the righteousness of God. He wants the things of God. He wants the things according to God's word, amen. And thank God that when He saved me, He turned my life around, amen. And He gave me a desire to serve Him, and I want to go to heaven, amen. See, a lot of folks, amen, you can talk to them about go to heaven, and they don't, you know, they don't think it's any big deal. I've heard people say, well, it's no big deal to miss heaven. We'll just wind up down there at the devil and have a big party. But as I said earlier in this message, hell will not be a party, amen. Hell will not be a good time, amen. It'll be full of drug pushers, but they won't have no drugs, amen. It'll be full of people wanting a fix, but they won't have nothing to get a fix with, amen. It'll be full of whoremongers, amen. There will not be no sex in hell, amen. I'm sorry, amen. If you go to that awful place called hell, amen, as a sex fiend or as a whoremonger, you'll have that desire on you for eternity, but there won't be no satisfaction there, amen. There won't be no satisfaction for the person craving a cigarette or for a person craving alcohol or craving drugs, amen. They will not be no, amen, fix for that in that place called hell, in that torment, amen. I believe that's what a lot of the things about hell talks about, amen, the torment of it, amen. They talks about those that was in hell and they was in torments, amen. And I believe that'll be a part of the torment of it, amen. Having a desire for those things that the Adam man nature wants, amen. But they will not be available, amen. So I'm glad today that I'm saved by grace. I'm glad today that I'll never have to go to that awful place called hell, amen. Because He saved me by His grace and washed me and cleansed me and written my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, amen. And now I have a new name, amen. Glory to God. What a time. What a time, what a time that's going to be. Amen. So God tells us plainly that those powers that every soul is subject. Another example we might make on it. The Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. There's a lot of people say, I'll never bow my knee. Oh, yes, you will. Amen. There's a lot of people said, I'll never confess the Lord. Yes, you will. Amen. But the only thing about it, if you die that second death, if you go out of here without Jesus Christ, if you go out of here and you're not born again by the Spirit of God, here's what's going to happen to you. Amen. You're going to go out of here in that awful condition. Amen. You're going to go out into that torment. Amen. You're going to go out of here. Amen. And there'll be no hope for you. Amen. For the Bible plainly makes it clear, amen, that there's a gulf between and it's fixed that you cannot cross, amen. Those that go to heaven will not cross over to the awful place called hell. But those that go to that awful place called hell, amen, there's a gulf fixed there and they will not cross back over in to righteousness in the ways and the things of the Lord, amen. I'm telling you, amen, you need to get ready. You need to make up your mind right today. I'm going to serve God. I'm going to live for God. I'm going to be an overcomer. I'm going to give Him my soul today. I'm going to give Him everything that's within me. Lord, You take me. You cleanse me. You make me whiter than snow. Amen. make me that vessel you want me to be. Because that old Adam nature, amen, it wants the things of the world. It wants the things of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. But when you get God's word down in your heart, that seed, amen, begins to create a new birth, amen. And now you're birthed, amen, after the righteousness of that new man, amen. And thank God that Jesus Christ, amen, when he's birthed in us, amen, when that word seed and births in us, that new vessel, amen, we become that new creature. The old man is gone. The old nature's gone. Oh, hallelujah to God. What a time, what a time we can have. Amen. Somebody said, well, being a Christian ain't much fun. Well, I say May the 14th, 1959, and I tell you, it's the most fun of anything that I've ever experienced. Amen. Or anything that I've ever knew in my entire life. Amen. It's peace, amen, that passes all understanding. It's joy full of glory, and it's just full of joy and full of glory, amen. Joy unspeakable, I believe the word calls it, amen. And I'm glad that I've got that joy. I'm glad I've got that peace. I'm glad I've got that anointing within my bosom, amen. I'm glad the righteousness of God, amen, not my righteousness, amen, but the righteousness of God, amen, is in my heart, amen, through Jesus Christ. Because, see, my righteousness, amen, the Bible says all my righteousness, all a man's righteousness, as his filthy rags, amen. But we understand, amen, that ever soul is subject unto the higher power. We've got to give account. I started to say a minute ago, and let me go back and cover this understanding. The Bible proves this point because he said, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Amen. The sad thing about it is, if you don't become born again, you'll still have to confess. You'll still have to bow a knee. But he'll say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Amen. And you'll be turned into outer darkness. You'll be turned into hell. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Confess today. Today is the day of salvation. This is the hour that the Lord is calling. This is the moment that we're in the Lord, amen, is reaching out to you. And my friend, today you need to accept him, amen. I have this conviction on me today to preach this message, amen. To preach this message that some sinner can hear it. Some backslider can hear it today, and you can overcome. You can be an overcomer through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. I plead with you today. The Holy Ghost is dealing with somebody's heart. Amen. You can't get saved anytime you want to. You can only get saved when the Spirit of God is drawing. Amen. When God is calling. Amen. The Bible says, unless you repent, we all shall likewise perish, amen. You don't need to go to that awful place called hell, amen. We go there as an intruder, amen. The devil don't want you. He just wants to rob you and steal from you. He wants to destroy you, amen. He has a grudge with God. He has an axe to grind with God. And you're God's child. You're God's offspring. And Satan wants to destroy you, to try to hurt God. Amen. But I tell you something today, my friend. If you'll come to Jesus, amen. He said, all that come to him, in no wise would he cast them out. I'm telling you, my friend, he will not cast you out. If you'll come to him today, he'll save you. He'll write your name in that book of life. And you can have that transformation. You can have that cleansing I'm speaking about. You can be that new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. What a time, amen, to experience Jesus Christ. And he says, even the powers that be, the ordained of God. I've already covered a portion of that when we explained how that the powers that Satan has, they're limited, amen, to only what God allows him and only for the season, amen. Just in a little while, the trumpet going to sound so loud it's going to wake the dead. Amen. Gabriel going to blow that trumpet. Michael going to come and take that chain, amen, and bind old Satan and throw him in that pit for 1,000 years. And we'll have no tempter. We'll have church for 1,000 years. What a time the millennial reign is going to be, amen. I'm telling you, amen, you need to be on God's side. I was talking to a Muslim some time back, and they was telling me about what they believed, and I said, I'm going to tell you something. It makes not a whole lot of difference what you believe, long as you get cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Hear me, my friend. God will take all that garbage out of you. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. I said to that young man, he was telling me about what he believed, and I said, sir, that'll damn your soul to a devil's hell. Amen. The Muslim doctrine, amen, is an antichrist, anti-God, amen, right out of the pits of hell, and it will not save you, amen. And I explained to him, if he died a Muslim, he would die and go to a devil's hell, but he could accept Jesus Christ and be converted and be changed and be born again. And it rocked him. It got his attention. I said, let me tell you something. You may believe what you believe, but long as when you breathe your last breath, you've took the time to invite Jesus Christ into your heart. And I believe that Muslim boy, amen, I believe that registered in his spirit, and I believe the Holy Ghost will be there to convict him, amen. And he will know, amen, that his only hope, amen, is to call upon Jesus Christ. My friend, your only hope today is to call upon Jesus Christ. Doctrines won't save you. Creeds won't save you. I'm telling you, amen. False doctrine, amen. The Word of God said even if an angel come down from heaven preaching any other gospel, then that which is in the Word of God today, amen. Bible said let him be accursed, amen. We're not to follow false and strange doctrine, amen. Many antichrists, many false Christs will rise. The Matthew 24 chapter, they asked, amen, show us a sign, and what will the sign be? One of the things that Jesus said, many shall come in my name and shall say that I am the Christ, but shall deceive many, amen. There are many deceivers out there. There are many antichrist spirits. There are many false doctrines, amen. But you need to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You need to call upon Him today, amen, and invite Him into your heart. The Bible said if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, thou shalt be saved, amen. So all the power that is on the face of this earth is subject under the power of God. Amen. That is the reason no weapon formed against is going to prosper. Amen. That's the reason we have power. That's the reason greater is he that's within you than he that's in the world. Amen. That's the reason we have the power to resist the devil and he has to flee from us. Amen. We have the power to bind and to set free. We have the power to loose. Amen. We're overcomers through the blood of Jesus. Amen. But there in that 13th chapter of Romans in verse 2, it goes on to say, whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Amen. A lot of these preachers running around here saying they ain't nothing to the Holy Ghost. Amen. They're going to receive damnation to their soul. These preachers that are saying that tongues is of the devil and the power of God is of the devil, they're going to receive damnation to their soul. Amen. I was telling my wife the other day, we was listening to a preacher, amen, and he was sounding so good, you know, just to hear him. But he had no conviction. And that man preaches that he can sin or do what he wants to, and he still's able to go to heaven because God has forgiven him of all of his sins, past, present, and future, and he can keep on sinning and still go to heaven. That's a lie right out of the pit of hell. And that preacher preaches that, amen. And he also speaks against the Holy Ghost, amen, and denies the power of the Holy Ghost, denies the power of tongues and the authority of God's Word, amen. Well, what's going to happen to that preacher? Amen. He's got a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. The Bible says, from such turn away. It's a shame that he's going to preach his whole lifetime, and if he don't get those things fixed, he's going to die and go to a devil's hell. Because God said it right there in verse 2, if you resist the power of God, you resist the ordinances of God, amen, you shall receive unto yourself damnation of your soul. Amen. I'm going to tell you something, my friend. Amen. It's time to get right with God. Amen. Don't play games with God. Amen. He said, not everyone that said, Lord, Lord, shall enter in, but he that do the will of my Father which in heaven. And I read the book. The Bible said the will of the Father, amen, was to be filled with all the fullness of God. So let's get filled with the fullness of God today. Let's get full of it. Let's get all of God in all of us. Amen. Let's let the power of God come, amen. And let's not resist it, amen. I see some people stiffen their neck, amen. And they will not, amen, allow the power of God to move upon them. But I say to God, amen, send your power, send your anointing, amen. Break the yoke, amen. Give me that power and authority and that anointing. I want more of that anointing. I want more of that power, amen. Because I didn't come too far to turn around now, amen. Ain't nothing in this world worth turning around to see. Amen. I'm going to stick with God. I don't know about you. I'm going on with him. Amen. I see our time is about to get out from under us here. So we want to take time to invite you to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you bow your head with me right now and say, Lord, I want you to save me. I want you to come into my heart and cleanse me and wash me. I want to accept you as my Lord and Savior today. Amen. I believe, according to the Word of God, if you asked him to do that, convicted of the Holy Ghost, and you pray the sinner's prayer, believe in your heart and confess your mouth, he'll come in your heart and he'll save you. He'll wash you and cleanse you. Amen. He'll give you the victory. Amen. I'm telling you today, if you'll let Jesus in your heart, he'll come in. Amen. And those that need to be healed, he'll heal you today. Those that need a miracle, he'll give you a miracle today. Whatever you need from God, he'll give it to you today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God save to the uttermost. We're glad you tuned in today. Been a blessing to come to you today. Joy in our heart and our soul. Amen. God love you till we come to you in the next broadcast. Amen and amen.